Meeting of the University City City Council to order at 6:30. Ms. Pum, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Price?
Here.
Ms. Carr?
Present.
Mr. Kraft?
Here.
Mr. Crow?
Here.
Mr. Glicker is excused. Mr. Sharp?
Here.
Mayor Welsh?
Here. Thank you very much. We now move on to the approval of the agenda. Are there any changes for the agenda? Mr. Walker?
Madam Mayor and members of the council, two proposed changes to the agenda. One with respect to the conditional use permit for the trolley under the city manager's report, recommending the city council modify the plan commission recommendation for the hours of operation from 9 a.m. to 1:30 a.m., 7 days a week, and that any changes to these hours of operation shall require written approval from the Department of Community Development. This is the staff recommendation with respect to item number one to the city manager's report. And also, I'm withdrawing item number 7, which is the liquor license for the Dollar General. We're in the process of reviewing the liquor license regulations.
Thank you very much. I would like to add under appointments a second appointment, Latrice Johnson, to the Library Board. I believe all members of council had received her application form in their packets, but it did not make it to the agenda. So with that, I would like to a motion to approve the amended agenda. Mr. Price moves. Is there a second? Ms. Carr seconds. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. We now have one proclamation to present to Dr. Jamie Jordan, the principal of Brittany Woods Middle School. Is Dr. Jordan here? If you could come up. I'd like to present this proclamation tonight. Whereas Dr. Jamie Jordan was named the 2012 Middle School Principal of the Year by the St. Louis Association of Secondary School Principals, and whereas Dr. Jordan, Principal of Brittany Woods Middle School in the School District of University City, has been named the 2013 Missouri Middle School Principal of the Year by the Missouri Association of Secondary School Principals, and whereas Dr. Jordan will represent Missouri in the 2014 MetLife National Association of Secondary School Principals Middle School Principal of the Year program, and whereas Dr. Jordan will be a panelist on April 25, 2013 at a forum titled Leaders with Great Practice, sponsored by the Schools That Can. Schools That Can is a national not-for-profit organization that is committed to growing seats of quality education for low-income students. And whereas Dr. Jordan received a Bachelor of Science in Education in 1998 from the University of Missouri of Columbia, a Master of Education in 2002 from the University of Missouri St. Louis, and a Doctorate in Education Administration in 2008 from St. Louis University, and whereas Dr. Jordan taught in the Lindbergh School District from 1999 to 2005 and served as assistant principal at Crestview Middle School in the Rockwood School District from 2005 to 2009, and whereas Dr. Jordan will receive the 2013 Middle School Principal of the Year Award at the annual Missouri Association of Secondary School Principals Convention on March 25, 2013. This award is given in recognition of work in the areas of collaborative leadership, curriculum instruction and assessment, and personalization of the learning environment. Now, therefore, I, Shelley Welsh, Mayor of the City of University City, on behalf of the people of University City, do hereby send congratulations to Dr. Jamie Jordan for her distinguished accomplishments in middle school education and the recognition she has received from her peers. Whereof I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the City of University City to be affixed this 11th day of March in the year 2013. Congratulations. Thank you. It looks like the superintendent would like to say a word, and I will, with the deference of counsel, allow her to do that.
Joylyn Pruitt, Superintendent for the School District University City. I want to thank the City Council and the Mayor for recognizing Dr. Jordan. We recently also found out that Brittany Woods will be recognized by Focus St. Louis for What's Right in the Region Award in May for all the work that we've done in partnership with Washington University and her focus on moving her building forward. So we are very proud of her.
Congratulations. Okay, we now move on to the approval of minutes for the February 25th City Council regular session. Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Sharp moves. Is there a second? Ms. Carr seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. The ayes have it. Thank you very much. All those opposed? Nays. The ayes have it. We now move on to the appointments. Mr. Kraft, you have a reappointment.
Right, reappoint. Alberta Garth, reappointment to the Parks Commission.
And do we have a second? Mr. Sharp seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. I would like to appoint Latrice Johnson to the Library Board. Is there a second? Ms. Carr seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to swearing in. Is Ms. Eva Creer here? If you could come up, you will be. Ms. Eva Creer will be sworn in to serve on our Traffic Commission.
So repeat after me. Raise your right hand. Aye, and your name?
I, Eva Creer, do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear that I possess all
qualifications.
I'm not subject to any of the disqualifications.
And am not subject to any of this qualification.
Named in the charter for the office I'm about to assume.
Named in the charter for the office I'm about to assume.
That I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
And of the state of Missouri.
And of the state of Missouri.
And the charter and ordinances of University City.
And the charter and ordinances of University City.
And that I will faithfully and conscientiously discharge the duties of the office.
And that I will faithfully and conscientiously discharge the duties of the office.
I'm about to assume.
I am about to assume.
With impartiality and justice.
With impartiality and justice.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Evelyn Hollowell was sworn into the Plan Commission in the City Clerk's office. We now move on to the citizen participation segment of this agenda. This is for non-agenda items. We have two requests to speak. The first is Donna Marin. I would ask that you give your name and address when you come up, turn the mic on when you leave, get here and off when you leave, and please limit your comments to no more than 5 minutes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Council Members, for permitting me to speak. I realize that this item has been removed from the agenda, but I would like to address the issue of the liquor license for the Dollar General store. I am opposed to granting this institution a liquor license for a number of reasons. First of all, it appears that our area has a high concentration of venues that distribute alcoholic beverages. I have to say, I am not a teetotaler. I am not part of any temperance union, so I am not speaking, you know, because of the evils of alcohol. However, I feel that the presence of these venues has had a detrimental effect on our neighborhood. We have Schnucks, we have Pete's, we have Aldi's, now we have Walgreens, and two nightclubs in the area, one of which was the site of a recent shooting. So I believe that we do have a high concentration of alcohol in our area. What I find is I walk the streets in the area, and I walk daily. Members of the music neighborhood walk frequently, and we're constantly picking up alcohol-related trash. A number of 40-ounce cans, also broken bottles on the sidewalk from beer and spirits. Our neighborhood is composed of people who walk their children, who walk their dogs, and elderly people who walk with canes, and this is a safety issue for them. The other problem are people who are inebriated that come into our neighborhood. In the summer, when you open your windows, we frequently get awakened at night because of people walking down the street yelling who are staggering and who are inebriated. And finally, and the most disgusting, is public urination, both during the daytime and the nighttime hours. We frequently see people going down our street with containers hidden by brown paper bags, which we are assuming are alcoholic beverages. So I am asking the council, because of this, not to grant this license. When we had a public hearing regarding the Walgreens that was built at the corner of Olive and Hanley, one of the things that Walgreens promised us was that they would not sell liquor. Walgreens now sells liquor, probably in competition with CVS Pharmacy. We are thinking that if a license is granted to Dollar General, there is a Family Dollar store at the corner of Midland and Olive. We are thinking that with competition, that Family Dollar may also ask for a license to sell alcohol. So I think these are valid reasons for denying the license, and I am asking council to please take our neighborhood into consideration. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ms. Elsie Glickert.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, ladies and gentlemen. Elsie Glickert, 6712 Etzel. Later this evening on the agenda is a consideration for a conditional use permit for the trolley. There has never been a public hearing in this council chamber addressing the loop trolley. It is well overdue, and this conditional use should be a public hearing. This is not your ordinary conditional use for a little quick shop or a liquor license or a restaurant. This is a destructive piece of property that will radically change the property that we own. We own the library, we own the street, and there should be a public hearing on this conditional use. Now, I just heard that you've already modified what the Plan Commission recommended. I hope that you are going to consider a public hearing in this council chamber on this conditional use permit. Thank you.
Thank you. We now move on. We have no public hearing scheduled this evening, nothing on the consent agenda. We now move on to the City Manager's Report. Mr. Walker.
Madam Mayor and members of council, the first item under the City Manager's Report is the conditional use permit application by the Loop Trolley Company for the Loop Trolley, a public utility facility in the Core Commercial District and the Public Activity District. As indicated earlier, staff are recommending a modification to the Plan Commission recommendation. The modification would read that the hours of operation of 9 a.m. to 1:30 a.m. 7 days a week shall be allowed. Any changes to these hours of operation shall require written approval from the Department of Community Development. Staff is recommending approval.
Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Price, is there a second? Mr. Crow? Any discussion? We do have a proposed amendment. Does any member of council want to offer the amendment to change the hours as staff has recommended from 9 to 1:30? Ms. Carr? Is there a motion? And Mr. Price seconds? Okay, is there any discussion on the amendment to this motion? Ms. Carr?
Actually, I have a question. I'm wondering what will happen in the morning if the trolley's running at 9 and there are loadings or unloadings for various businesses, and I thought maybe someone could address it, either Mr. Wilson or someone from the trolley company, please.
We do have Mr. Edwards coming up to speak as one of our could you hold that question until I call him up? And we just have two requests to speak.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Price? Okay, with that, we have two requests to speak on this item. First is Donna Marin.
Again, thank you, Madam Mayor and City Council, for allowing me to speak. I'm sorry, Mr. Sharp. My name is Donna Marin. I live at 7445 Wellington. My wish to speak tonight is based on things that I've heard on television, not about our trolley, but about the proposed streetcar that they're talking about running in the city. There were a number of concerns about the streetcar, cost, route, etc. And what I'm asking this council is to please be conservative in putting this trolley together. Something just came up about the 9 o'clock trucks unloading. A number of things have happened since the trolley idea came into existence. We've talked about a roundabout. We're talking about hours now. We're talking about in front of the library. I have to reiterate what Elsie Glickert said. I think that you should encourage input about the trolley from the citizens of University City, because, you know, even though people are going to come from our community to use it, we are going to be the ones who are going to be the most directly affected by it in terms of cost, in terms of route, and in terms of convenience and inconvenience. So again, I ask the council to please consider this, to be conservative, and to get as much city input as possible. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Joe Edwards.
Good evening. Joe Edwards, 6504 Delmar. I'm here about the Loop Trolley, of course, and we've had numerous public meetings and engagements and hearings through the years, including numerous ones at the library in U City, and had great turnouts and great response. In answer to the question about the timing, if it does happen to start at 9 a.m., it's very easy. We've been working with Mr. Wilson in the public works. It'll be very easy to put loading zones up until, for instance, 11 a.m. and then free up the parking to the public and have all the businesses, you know, require that their deliveries be made before 11 a.m. There are already some loading zones, and other ones are being looked at, including on parking lot number 4 for back deliveries to places like Cicero's and Starbucks and all. So that's an easily solvable issue. A good question, but easily solvable. The reason I asked to speak, there, it was just a timely article in USA Today today when I got up and read this, and I won't read the whole thing, but just a note. The headline is, Public Transportation Hits the 10.5 billion ride mark in 2012. And according to the president of the American Public Transportation Association, even though when Sandy hit, and the snowstorm that followed it, an estimated 74 million transit trips were lost, and yet we still had the second highest ridership since 1957. And in Michigan, they had a 6.6% increase in ridership this year, and they said, we have the transit-dependent riders, but we also have the choice riders. We really play into the national trends with young people ditching their cars, and that's what, among many, many things that the Loop Trolley will bring. It's pretty exciting that we'll be leaders in our city. We'll be a leader in the region, along with the city of St. Louis, and I'm pretty excited about the prospects of this $40 million transportation project. It's clean and electric. Thank you. And I'm here for any questions, if anybody.
Any, Mr. Crow?
I just have a couple. Mr. Edwards, you've, without disclosing too much information, you've probably lived in University City how long?
I've actually lived here since 1975. I've had a business here since 1972.
So you got a little seniority on me. I guess my real question is, I know we've continued to have this issue brought up about more hearings, but in the time that I've been in University City, I can't imagine any item that we've had more discussions about over a longer period of time than the Loop Trolley. So I'm trying to figure out, since I've been on council now for 6 years, we've had conversations about the trolley. We've had Q&A, we've had hearings, and so in your time here, have you had any issue that sparked more interest than this? No, had more hearings?
No, it's been a pretty interesting one. It's funny, for everyone that still has a question, there are 8,000 people in favor of it. I mean, the number of people that come up and ask, when's it going to start, when's it going to start? It's pretty amazing. But most of these questions have come up in the last 18 months. I mean, we had so many hearings and so many get-togethers with people through the years since I started working on this in 1997. I think thought everybody kind of had heard everything. And I think they have had a good opportunity to hear about the benefits. I mean, everything has its pros and cons in life, but I mean, this has so many pros, it's just incredible. And if you look at New Orleans and the Garden District streetcar system that never went out of business, they kept it going over a century. And that neighborhood didn't go through the ups and downs like other neighborhoods in New Orleans did. And they knew whether it made sense to put in additional trolley systems rather than rubber tire bus type lookalikes. And they have added two since then, the Canal Street and the Desires Corridor, streetcar named Desire, because they know what it means to neighborhood improvement, stability, job creation, and higher property values. Property values have flip-flopped in Washington, D.C., compared to a decade ago, where, as they call them, the horsey suburb used to be the most valuable pieces of property, and now it's just the opposite. So it's beneficial to everybody in that regard, too.
Mr. Sharp?
Joe, I had one resident to call today to ask me about having a public hearing, but the thing that I was concerned about when she asked me was that if you're traveling south on Kingsland and you wanted to go to City Hall, will the roundabout prevent you any kind of way from making that right turn on Del Mar?
No, it won't. And the trolley project's really not any longer part of the roundabout system, although I favor it. I think it'll be marvelous, but it would not prevent. In fact, it'll facilitate people getting in and out of University Heights and Ames Place and all, and make it much safer. There's some great statistics about safety, pedestrian safety and automobile safety with roundabouts.
Okay, but actually what I was talking about on Kingsland, if I'm going south on Kingsland and I'm heading to the City Hall or heading west on Del Mar, there is a turn there that you could make without any problem. Is that correct?
Right.
Is there any other questions? Okay, thank you, Mr. Rodwoods. Ms. Elsie Glickert.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Elsie Glickert, 6712 Etzel. I would like to react to your statement, Mr. Crow, and to Joe Edwards. There has never been a public hearing in this chamber pertaining to the Loop Trolley. I have been here 88 years. I remember streetcars. And I know that this trolley could loop. That's where the loop got its name. It does not have to park in front of the library, Mr. Sharp. That is the problem. If this trolley is stubbed in front of the library, it will be dangerous to those of us who must come up up Kingsland and try to turn onto Del Mar. The streetcar will be stubbed in front of our library. Our library will become a public restroom. It will be devastating to our Civic Plaza, which is on the historic district. The loop trolley can be a loop trolley, and it can loop. It can turn on Leland to loop north, and then to Kingsland, and then back down Del Mar. It does not have to desecrate our Civic Plaza. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion?
This should be a public hearing because everybody in University City owns this property, and we also now own a parcel of land on Del Mar, which was bought with museum tax dollars. So we are all owners of that piece of property. The whole thing has changed radically from its concept of a Toonerville trolley on running on a battery. It is now a full-blown streetcar, and it goes no place. It is a streetcar named No Desire, destination no place. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion on the motion to amend? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving this motion as amended, no, the amendment to this motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. This motion has been amended to include new hours for the Loop Trolley of 9 to a.m. to 1:30 a.m. So is there a motion to approve the amended motion?
No, it's already been made and seconded.
Oh, that's right. We just approved it.
But some of us might want to say something.
Okay.
Right.
That's what I was thought I was doing. Do we have a motion to approve the conditional use permit, the amended conditional use permit? Ms. Carr moves. Is there a second? Mr. Crow seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. Oh, Mr. Kraft.
Right. I think that I'd like to say a few things. I had expected a larger turnout. Maybe people have been to enough meetings already. Tonight, the council is being asked to approve a conditional use permit for the trolley operation on Del Mar. Over the past 4 years, for me, I've been to many, 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 many meetings on the trolley. I have heard from and talked to many constituents. I have talked with our city engineers, city staff, and city attorneys. The public discussions have definitely changed the project, and I want to thank everyone who has spoken publicly on whatever side or whatever angle on the issue. I want to thank those who have spoken, emailed, written, called me, talked to me. I appreciate it. The conditions attached to this permit are the product of this long process. There are many issues related to the trolley project. However, the conditional use permit covers only some very specific issues. Under city ordinances, as I understand it, the trolley is being treated as a utility. And like any other utility, University City can require that the trolley meet certain conditions before it is allowed to operate. Now, before reviewing those conditions, let me be clear that there are two issues that the conditional use permit does not address and are not part of tonight's vote. One is the economic viability of the project, and two is the legal boundaries of the project. I am not, on the economic viability, I'm not clear that this project is, in fact, economically viable. I'm not sure how many people want to pay for a ride between the University City Library and the History Museum. Similarly, I am not sure how many Loop patrons want to buy ice cream, salads, cookies, pasta, or beer. The free enterprise system, not the University City Council, can sort out the winners and losers in both the restaurant business and the trolley business. The trolley can succeed or fail on its own. If the trolley goes bankrupt, it will not be the first utility to fail. As I recall, Charter Cable filed for bankruptcy in 2009. Some have questioned whether the trolley can operate outside of the area where the operating tax is generated. Quite simply, this is the wrong forum for that question. The City Council is being asked to vote yes or no on a conditional use permit. The City Council does not provide legal opinions. Back to the issues at hand as I see it. At a previous council meeting, I listed my three areas of concern, and these were also brought up repeatedly by many residents, so I'd like to kind of go over them. First is financial liability and to some extent legal liability. Second, public safety, and third, traffic. I am satisfied that no University City money will be used to build or operate the trolley, period. Not now, not ever, none at all, zero. If the trolley fails, University City will not have to spend any money to remove the tracks, take down the wires, and redo the street. Prior to operation, the trolley will be required under this permit to maintain a bond or escrow fund that would pay for returning Del Mar to its current trolley-free state. Now, the issue of legal liability for injuries or damages related to the trolley has been raised, and I personally think this is a spurious issue. University City has no liability for the Metro buses running down Del Mar, and I am told that the trolley, like Metro, is a separate corporation that would not expose the city to any additional liability. Number two, safety. We as a council are always concerned about public safety. The police chief and the fire chief have both stated in public session, I was there, that with proper training, coordination, policy, and procedures, they do not see any public safety problems. Finally, traffic. Traffic on Del Mar. There's a topic. All right. The traffic study for the trolley suggests the traffic flow should be minimally affected during weekday non-rush hours. My constituents are most concerned about getting in and out of Ames Place and to some extent University Heights during the morning and evening rush hours. Well, the morning rush hour will not be a problem because the trolley is not going to be operating then. My reading of the traffic study data suggests that evening rush hour should not be significantly affected either. My main concern, to be honest, about traffic on Del Mar, with or without the trolley, is weekend traffic, which is already bad. I don't expect the trolley to make really bad traffic any worse. So, in summary, as an individual, I like riding the trolley in Boston or San Francisco, and I question the economic viability of this trolley project. However, as a council member, being asked to approve a conditional use permit, my concerns have been addressed. I am satisfied that the project does not and will not cost the city of University City any money. The project has been designed and can be operated without causing any public safety concerns, and this project will have a minor impact on traffic flow. So I will vote yes.
Is there any further discussion on the motion to approve the amended conditional use permit? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much, Mr. Walker.
Second item under the city manager's report is the asphalt improvements project. Staff is recommending the city council approve the award for the asphalt improvement project to the lowest responsive and responsible bidder, which is Gershon Sun Construction Company, in the amount of $339,060.
Mr. Price moves, Mr. Sharp seconds. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much, Mr. Walker.
The third item under the city manager's report is the transfer station repairs project. Staff is recommending that City Council approve the award for the transfer station repairs project to C. Rallo Contracting Company in the amount of $186,050. It is also recommended that City Council approve the transfer of an additional $50,000 from the Solid Waste Fund.
Move approval.
Mr. Price moves. Is there a second? Ms. Carr seconds. Is there any discussion? Mr. Price?
Yeah, question to the city manager. Maybe 2 years ago, it was questioned whether we could go into public and private partnership in order to upgrade the transfer station. Is that still out there, or what happened with that?
Madam Mayor, through to Councilmember Price, yes, staff are still examining various options related to the transfer station. We're also having ongoing discussions with two adjacent municipalities to look at partnering with them as well.
Any further discussion, Mr. Crow?
No. In follow-up to Mr. Price's question through the city manager, can we anticipate an update at some point in time in the near term? Because this has been something that's sort of been out there for a while. I think all of us would appreciate getting some form of an update as to the depth of the conversations that you're having with the other municipalities and sort of where they stand.
We'll provide that information.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you. Mr. Walker.
Fourth item under the city manager's report is the replacement of 3 medium-duty dump trucks. Staff is recommending that city council approve an award to the Don Brown Chevrolet for 3 medium-duty dump trucks for the total amount of $106,878.
Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Sharp, is there a second? Ms. Carr, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you. Mr. Walker.
Fifth item under the city manager's report is the liquor license for the Tivoli Theater located at 6350 Delmar. Staff is recommending approval.
Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Crow, is there a second? Mr. Kraft, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you. Mr. Walker.
The last item under the city manager's report is the 2011 and 2012 Community Development Block Grant Amendment. Staff is recommending approval of a proposed reallocation of $57,971.
Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Sharp, is there a second? Ms. Carr, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. The ayes have it. Thank you very much. And we now move on to council reports and business. On boards and commission appointments needed, I would like to start tonight by saying that staff has advised me that the Board of Appeals is a state-mandated board, that we cannot get rid of the Board of Appeals, and staff does not recommend that it be combined with any other board. Because the work it does is separate from other boards, and with that, I would like to advise Mr. Kraft and Mr. Sharp that I hope they will appoint someone to the Board of Appeals, but you feel free to advise them that it is only called into session when someone has an appeal of a decision by the building commissioner, and the fact that we don't have a lot of those decisions is a good sign. So, Mr. Kraft has an appointment to the Board of Appeals. Mr. Crow has an appointment to the Traffic Commission. Mr. Price has an appointment to the Human Relations Commission. Mr. Sharp has appointments to the Board of Appeals, Traffic, Library, and Historic Preservation. And I have an appointment to the Calip Commission. We have minutes from various boards and commissions in our packets. If you have any questions about those, please talk to Mr. Walker or the staff liaison. We now move on to other discussions in business. Mr. Kraft.
Right. I'm going to ask that the council meeting of March 24th be canceled because it's the first night of Passover.
Mr. Price?
Yeah, and I'm trying to go from memory. If memory serves me correct, I think we moved the date. I don't know if we canceled. I'm not sure.
Mr. Kraft, would you like to discuss that at all?
Or if it's the purview, we can cancel.
All I can tell you is it's the first night of Passover is March 24th.
Mr. Crow?
No, and I would agree with Mr. Kraft that we probably ought to cancel. I think just historically, we even had this occur either last year or the year before. It wasn't the first night, but it was during Passover. And I would hope that along with the incorrect election day that's on the calendar, that we would get a little bit, I think it would behoove us to make a little bit further outreach to all of our community as we're doing the calendar and make sure that we are respectful. And we may have done that and not heard back, but I'm trying to figure out how this one came about.
Mr. Walker?
Well, Madam Mayor, through to Councilmember Crow, 2 comments. One, we do make outreach to the community and try to make sure that all of the holidays, et cetera, are noted on the calendar where possible, number one. Number two, all members of council were circulated with the draft calendar before it was produced. So, for comment.
So, Mr. Price.
Is that, Mr. Kraft, is that a motion?
I can make it a motion if you'd like. Sure. I will make a motion that the March 24th, 2013 council meeting be canceled.
Second.
Could I just clarify that the 24th, On our calendar, we say that the holiday starts the evening before the date posted. In fact, Mr. Kraft has advised us that the 25th is the first night of Passover, not the 24th. So we are changing the meeting on the 25th. Mr. Crow.
I'm sorry, let me change my motion. Is Monday the 25th?
Yes.
Okay. So we can't cancel the meeting on the 24th because there is no meeting on the 24th. So I will change it to cancel the meeting on the 25th.
Yeah. Kraft moves. Mr. Price seconds. Mr. Crow.
No, and I join it. I'm trying to come out with, I think that the city manager basically said that now it's all members of council's responsibility to proof the calendar. And I understand that we get outreach on this, but at the end of the day, someone has to take responsibility for the calendar. And if it's me as a council member, I guess I'll take that responsibility, but I'm not thinking that's the way this thing probably works. And so,
yeah, let me just say something.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to address that comment by Councilmember Crow because he's made that comment in the past. We circulate a document, we circulate it to council members, he's provided with the opportunity to comment. He doesn't do that. He comes to the meeting and chooses to take an opportunity to poke at staff when it's completely unnecessary and uncalled for.
Mr. Kraft?
Yeah, right. Just for the reality of looking at calendars, just like Hebrew, instead of going from left to right, goes from right to left, the Jewish days start at sunset. So when you send something out that says the holiday's on the 26th, I mean, it really starts the night of the 25th. So it's confusing. Anyway, can we vote on the get going.
Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to cancel the scheduled council meeting on March 25th, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to unfinished business, which is Bill number 9180, which does have an emergency clause, so we will have to have three readings tonight. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Sharp introduces. Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading, please?
An ordinance of University City, Missouri, reaffirming the license tax to be imposed on the gross receipts of business supplying or furnishing electricity or gas service corporations conducting business within the city and matters related thereto, containing an emergency clause.
May we have a second reading, please?
An ordinance of University City, Missouri, reaffirming the license tax to be imposed on the gross receipts of businesses supplying or furnishing electricity or gas service corporations conducting business within the city and matters related thereto, containing an emergency clause.
May we have a third reading, please?
An ordinance of University City, Missouri, reaffirming the license tax to be imposed on the gross receipts of businesses supplying or furnishing electricity or gas service corporations conducting business within the city and matters related thereto, containing an emergency clause.
What's the pleasure of the council? Mrs. Carr moves approval. Is there a second? Mr. Sharp seconds. Is there any discussion? Mr. Crow.
Can someone just tell us what the emergency, why it's coming to us with an emergency clause? I'm assuming that we didn't get something from somewhere probably in time.
Madam Mayor, through Councilmember Crow, that's correct. We didn't receive the proper notice, and therefore we're bringing it forward because it's time sensitive.
And the notice comes from St. Louis County or from the state, or I'm just trying to...
Tina.
Perhaps our finance director could come up.
The notice come from Ameren UE sent it to state of Missouri, and we circulate around the municipalities. Yeah.
And so it doesn't come through St. Louis County necessarily at all. It sort of opts out and comes direct to the municipality.
No, sir. No, sir.
Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Pum, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Price. Ms. Carr?
Aye.
Mr. Kraft? Mr. Crow?
Aye.
Mr. Sharp?
Aye.
Mayor Welsh?
Aye. Thank you very much. We have no resolutions for this evening. We have two bills to introduce. The first is Bill number 9178. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Sharp introduces. Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance amending Titles 9, Public Peace, Morals, and Welfare, Chapter 9.08, Offenses Against Public Peace and Decency of the Municipal Code of University City by enacting a new section relative to protests at funerals.
Thank you very much. We now move on to Bill Number 9179. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Price introduces. Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance authorizing the city manager to enter into a user agreement with the St. Louis County Emergency Communication Commission's ECC for subscriber radios interoperable radio system.
Thank you very much. We now move on to citizen participation. We have one more request to speak from Ms. Elsie Glickert.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Elsie Glickert, 6712 Etzel. In defense of the city calendar, I believe, and I am not Jewish, Passover is a traveling holy day. It changes with the Jewish calendar. It is not like Easter, Christmas, or Thanksgiving that are fixed holy days and celebration days. It is a traveling day, and it changes with the Jewish calendar. The other remark I would like to make is, Mr. Kraft, you say that no University City money will be spent on the Loop Trolley. It's interesting that there's $35,000 that I found in this year's proposed budget for lights for the Loop Trolley. Does that mean that that's going to be scratched from this budget? Thank you.
Thank you very much. We now move on to the citizen comment portion of the agenda. Does any member of council have any comments to make? Ms. Carr?
I would like to remind everyone that there are some safety meetings occurring in Ward 2 tomorrow evening at Heeman Park at 6 o'clock. These are informational meetings for those that have been unable to attend the focus groups. These are special meetings that were set up to facilitate people's access to the safety information. Summer is coming, believe it or not, and that's when the activity picks up. So it's a good idea to attend these. We have one on the 19th, and that will be at McNair, again, at 6 o'clock. And finally, I would like to say to those people who are interested in the roundabout that we are considering very strongly a mock roundabout, and that would mean some changes, some temporary positions. I'm very excited to see what will come out of that, and I believe that it will be going to the Historic Preservation Commission, because anything that's done in our Civic Plaza must go to Historic Preservation. But that will give us a chance to see what happens, to collect the data before we make a commitment. And I do expect and encourage a lot of citizen participation and comments. Thank you.
Anyone else have any comments? Mr. Price?
Yeah, just to, on Bill 9179, just piggybacking off of that and to make a suggestion to the city manager. I think it would be helpful if we had a emergency fair, say at the community center, so we could have like different federal organizations like you know, FEMA, American Red Cross, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, where people could come in. And there could be little mini workshops where people could find out what do they do in case of a natural disaster. And I was looking at an email I had gotten, and a corporation put on like an emergency fair and had all these different groups in there and invited people to come. So I think that would be a good gesture as far as, you know, us getting more information out as it related to that. The last two items, one, to piggyback on Well, Ms. Carr talked about the seminars. I've gotten a lot of responses from people who have attended, and they were grateful that those were held. They got a lot out of it. A couple of people who I talked to, which is my second topic, as I go around putting Prop U signs up, because I support the school district, just like I supported this principal, and we got to support the resources that they need and the children on this no tax increase bond issue, is that people were very interested. Some of them, you know, couldn't make those seminars, but they were glad they were being held. They were concerned, you know, about different activity and didn't know what to do. So those people who can't make it, I'm pointing them to the monthly focus group meeting to attend. And they were happy that there's a monthly meeting being held that they can come to and support. So in closing, I'm urging everybody to support the school district and Prop U, as well as support our residents, get more information on crime prevention. Thank you.
Thank you. I would just like to thank the Historical Society of University City for sponsoring the State of the City event this year in honor of the birthday of our founder, E.G. Lewis. I appreciated being given the opportunity with Mr. Walker to talk about all the good things that are happening in our city. And I am working to organize some activities in University City around the National Days of Remembrance, which are April 7th to 14th. I am working with the library on this project and also with the school district. I will say that we have confirmed that Sarah Moses, who is a former U City resident, will be speaking at our library on April 10th at 7 p.m. She was one of the youngest survivors of the camps during the Holocaust, and she was a longtime resident of University City, and she will be speaking at this National Days of Remembrance event on Wednesday, April 10th at 7 p.m. at the University City Public Library. I will keep everyone advised as we finalize plans with the school district, and St. Louis Hillel at Washington University is also going to be involved. And if no one else has any comments, I will adjourn this meeting at 7:20. Thank you all for coming.